I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Our COVID time capsule is ready to be buried. We have all of the things that are going to be inside of this COVID time capsule. Kennedy has purchased the time capsule.
We decorated it this morning, Annie and I. We have the stack of things that are going in it.
Yes.
What are the things that are going to be going in it again? Kennedy,
okay,
refresh everybody's minds.
Here is what we have decided upon because these are the things that we could get our hands on. So we're going to get, we have a mask.
Yep.
We're going to get a swab from one of Annie's friends who works in a hospital.
Yep.
We have a hand sanitizer.
Yep.
We have a piece of sidewalk chalk. We have the letter that went to everybody who was essential personnel.
Yes.
We're getting something from Annie's marathon run, like her acceptance to the marathon.
Yep.
Right.
We have a canceled ticket from a concert that we were going to go to, but we couldn't.
Yes.
Right.
Just the smile off an Amazon box.
Yes.
Because that's what'll fit. And what am I? Oh, a nip. We
of
got
course.
A Dr. McGillicuddy's there.
No, no toilet paper made the time capsule.
I can
capsule,
put some in there. Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, I put a little bit in.
Yeah. I think some toilet paper.
I can spare a square.
Two ply, so it lasts 70 years.
Yeah.
Spare a square.
And so Annie's mom has agreed to allow us to bury it in her backyard.
Yep.
And now we just need people to show up at Annie's house in Squantum right there in Quincy in 2070 to dig up the COVID time capsule. My son Barrett, who is 9 years old, will lead the charge to make sure it gets opened. We have a couple of volunteers. Would you like to vet them, Kennedy, real quick first?
Sure, let's go.
Okay, we're going to start with Amy from Weymouth. Amy wants her
friend
Lily to be a part of this. Is Lily there, Amy?
Yes, she is.
Okay, can we speak with Lily, please?
Sure.
Hi.
Hi, Lily. How are you?
Good.
Just a couple of things. Are you available in 2070?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know how old you'll be in 2070?
62?
Okay.
Lily, this is an elite task force. What are your skills?
Well, can you dig?
Do you have a shovel, Lily? Do you have a shovel?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Are there any other qualifications we think we need here, Kennedy? I think she's
passed the test. I just think the willingness to be there on whatever today is.
June 5th, 2070.
Just, if you could go ahead and put that on your Google calendar so that it'll remind you. Maybe put a reminder for a couple days before so that you can remember. And then track down one of us so we can actually give you the address. And then
Annie will
be
still
good to
be
go.
In that house. So
yeah, Lily, Annie will still be there.
Lily, what are you, in second grade right now?
Fifth.
Oh, fifth grade?
Yeah.
At 8 years old?
No, 11.
Oh, I was like, whoa, you are wicked smart.
She's smart.
Yeah.
I don't know if you should be listening to this show. All right, well.
Sometimes people need a break from the smart stuff.
Lily and Amy, hang on 1 second. We're going to get some information from you. So we have to get them a map of where it's going to be buried.
Yeah, but they're not getting it for 50 years.
Yeah,
right.
How many paces in, how many paces over, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, no addresses will be given out at this time.
There's going to be people stalking around Annie's backyard trying to dig up
the
time capsule.
That will not be happening.
How big do you think it is that you're going to need a map?
It's like the Goonies.
Let me get Lila. Good morning, Lila.
Good morning.
How old are you, Lila?
Eight.
Do you have a shovel?
Yes.
Okay. What does your shovel look like?
It's my papa's.
Oh, it's your papa's shovel. Okay. It's got her papa's shovel, Kennedy.
We're going to have some history here. Not only will the history be inside the time capsule, but the history will be the how old this shovel is and how many hands generationally it has gone through.
Yes.
Hey, Lila, do you think you could go to school to be an archaeologist so you can head this mission?
Uh-huh.
Just like that.
What's archaeology?
Do you know what an archaeologist does, Lila?
They dig up dinosaurs, and I learn about paleontologists.
Stop. Whoa. Sorry. Stop it.
Okay. Somebody watches
You're
Friends.
In.
She just
dropped a six-syllable word, Kennedy.
Before
again,
9 a.m.
All of these She's wicked in. Smart young ladies She's listening in. To our show. You're an inspiration to them, Kennedy. Do you hear that? You're an inspiration to them. All right. Well, thank you, Lila. Hang on 1 minute. We're going to get some information from you, okay?
Bye-bye. Right,
bye, sweet girl. Bye. Oh my God, I love her so much.
Okay, so I think we have two people. We have Barrett. That's three people.
I think that's...
Three's are, company.
Do you think that's good?
Yeah.
How many people does it take to dig?
Well, there's one to hold the beer.
One to hold the shovel.
One to
and
pour.
One has to video it on whatever form of video there is by that point, although that might just be a drone that
they're
going to
be hovering off the ground.
They'll be on their hoverboards.
It'll be a chip in your head.
They're just going to shoot laser beams into the ground, and it's going to
a robot will actually dig it. Their personal valet robot.
Oh, absolutely.
All of that, Space Force will be there to greet you.
Lasers.
Oh, well, thank you to them for volunteering.
Yeah,
we
thanks
appreciate
you guys so much.
Are these people going to be there when you bury it, Annie?
No.
Well,
no, they don't get to know where she lives until, like I said, an email will go out to them in 2069.
Yes.
And telling them where they can find it next year.
Okay. Oh.
That's
okay.
How it goes.
We'll take a video of us burying it.
We're going to bury it this weekend.
Okay.
So we'll have all of that on Monday.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
And then you'll see. And
yeah, Lori Dow's not playing with her address quite yet.
No. We would never
do
that.
Wait till she's gone.
No, there it is, Karsten Kennedy's COVID time capsule. I love it. Thank you guys for volunteering. That is awesome.
Karsten and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.